Let me remind all of ourselves to cultivate the bodhicitta motivation, seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite, kind, mother sentient beings. With that kind of altruistic motivation, that we should all participate in this teaching.
Yes. Tang ran so ani ta tri ini nyandu so dui ni ni chui chin shi gar was chui chin shi ya ta ta so ta rang san rang de san tong de gar was ina ta yin de ran ta yin ni nan ta ali ran dung ni su li te ne te dung ni de min do yin san te ta gu yo re ta ba sha ba chui shi gu yo was ta ni ji sam ning ar ka ni ta chui chin shi gu jar was.
We have gathered here today, as we always do on Sundays and other teachings, to engage in spiritual teaching, Dharma teaching, believing that it will help us to fulfill what we really would like to accomplish as our goal. So in a sense that engaging in Dharma is also to ultimately benefit ourselves. But as a part of that, you know, what we also think about is, you know, we try to seek a spiritual goal that involves cherishing others more than self. So when we learn to cherish others more than self and fulfill that goal, we are also benefiting the self, you know, as well. So when we look at Bodhisattvas, how do they approach their spirituality or the path, if you ask? They, you know, see others as more important than themselves. In other words, they place others before the self, and they dedicate themselves for the benefit of others.
So that they carry it, na, ane ye de na rang des.
And they have, you know, dedicated themselves for the cause of others, believing that if others are happy, then they themselves will be happy as well. If others are suffering, then they will suffer too. So with that kind of a belief, that their happiness and suffering are very much connected to the happiness of suffering of others, so then they have decided to, you know, work for others' happiness, and by doing that, they're able to work for their own happiness.
Rangi pam ri chimsan de devo shona ran devo yungwa re ran changba devo shi chindal devo me ba shi ran changba devo me khawres da na yi ge ne ta longbei na le lungba shita le ma ma tu ta nem la so de pe du cha khu ji yena ra de bu de shi bu de ya khira kha bu res ta yi lungba pe le lu shi shi bu de hi de shi ta na yi ge kan yi na tun jin de cha ma ya bu ji ye bi na ta ti kyo la ta ra de bu cha du de san du don ha ko gun du ba res
And if we pay attention to, you know, to you know, the, you know, the attitudes that you know we can witness within a family or in the society we live in or a country we live in, and we will be able to understand Bodhisattva's you know way of thinking. For example, if the whole family is doing really well, then everybody in the family, you know, is benefited by that. On the other hand, if just one member of a family is doing well, but all others are really in distress, then that really somehow affects everybody. And as a matter of fact, how could you know one person be really happy when the whole family is going through hard times? You know, or we look at a larger picture that when the whole society of the country we live in is at war, or is in you know has some kind of you know epidemic that we're dealing with, or some kind of economic disasters and so forth, then how could individuals living in the country or the society be at peace or happy? On the other hand, when the country we live in is at peace, prosperity, and harmony, and you know everything is going well, then I think everybody in the country is really affected by that. See, so that's the understanding of Bodhisattvas, that if everybody else is happy, then only then they could be happy. But if everybody is suffering, they can't be really happy. They alone can't be happy. So if you consider these examples and many others, you know, similar to that, then I think we can start to appreciate and understand Bodhisattva's way of thinking, which is that if others are happy, then they can be happy. If others are suffering, then they alone cannot be happy. So they also suffer too. So we are able to really have a better grasp of this Bodhisattva's way of thinking.
So as
Dharma practitioners or spiritual practitioners, we have to learn to regard others as more important than ourselves.
That the country is na rang tang yin is na sen ji yin dong he tham chi li zhe ni de wa ta den bi thab la na nge zong yin sam dan do sen hyu ji ka gu le.
So how can we do that? Is we need to train our mind and develop the sense of responsibility and determination that in order to help other sentient beings to be free from suffering, I'm going to bear, you know, the difficulties and challenges. So we need to develop that sense of responsibility and determination to help others to be free from suffering. Great Kadamba Geshe's or the masters, they have always trained themselves in that kind of a thinking. For example, a great Kadamba Geshe by the name of Geshe Langri Thangpa, in his 8 verses Lojong on Mind Training, states clearly, as Geshe La quoted the lines from his memory, one should learn to give the gains and victory to others, and learn to accept loss and defeat to oneself.
Tati pe ngiting shawal pe kira kati shinghe ta ngiting shawal zo zonghe tenzo ke te kobe na ki kabuyers.
Now, people who are really oriented very strongly in a worldly way of thinking, and who are really stuck with worldly attitudes and thinking, I think that kind of thinking of Kadampa masters is kind of baffling for them. They would find it really hard even to consider that very idea, giving victory and gains to others and accepting loss and defeat to oneself.
Ta chue chama ta, mune tuni chue hing tangpa ni, chue dungki ji yina, ta ti ngarang zu lao zhe qimbu ji chao yu res.
But those who really deeply believe in the values of Dharma or the spirituality, and if you would like to cultivate those such deep spiritual values, then what the Kadampa geishas have got to say really is an amazing instruction and advice to us.
Since that then is some tang be na ane sengji yin rang neba she zang de zawa ni neba ji ju gandi gen zawa ni sengji mebi ji kyagyo res.
So if we adopt that kind of a thinking and attitude, at least we try to give gains and victory to others and accept the loss and defeat to ourselves, then of course we are not going to do anything that is harmful to others.
That sengji gandi gen shuri meba. Suri meba sengji gandhi chigi yin ta ti tuyanda devu ta jibu miyak tuyanda ta ngay dhubu yin samba jindus ta lor chagu gari.
So to be able to have such a thinking instilled within our own within ourselves, we need to also understand what is really essential part of that kind of thinking is that we cannot be biased towards sentient beings. We cannot discriminate among sentient beings as friends, relatives, and strangers, because everybody is important to us, and we wish to give victory and benefits to everybody that constitute others, and accept loss and defeat to ourselves.
Tā tēndē sāntu tōng tāng tā, anē rāng tā sēngjī kī tēndā kāndē jī dhūgur sēnā, sēngjī tāng jī anē kōy dōngwē jī jāntō chēmbu lī dhō nē, anē tāwē tāwā lāna mē pī kōngpā lēng gōyā tē rāng kī shēgī yī sāmbā jī dhūgur sī, tā tī shēgī yī sāmbā tā, tsa yī sāmbā tāng gu rē sī.
So as a part of our spiritual training and practice, what we try to do is we develop genuinely the wish to help sentient beings to be free from the ocean of suffering and help them to be on the other side of this ocean of suffering, which would be the state of complete enlightenment, where there is no suffering of any kind at all, and where all kinds of qualities are realized.
That the condition is not any general check, no sooner. Only Hassan number of it, I change. So you have a member long shoot to some commutation in the name. Between COVID 20 dollars, that 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 COVID
20 dollars, that So great Tibetan master Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa or Jerumbuchi has, made a very profound statement on the matter using certain examples or metaphors, and as Geshe-la quoted the stanza from his memory, so what that really tells us that, let's say metaphorically speaking, if we need to cross a body of water, we need a boat or we need a sail, to sail across the water or the ocean.
Pei san na tang san ne ten san ke zhu da ten san tong xia ma engine de zhu ne ne ma ten de ne mo de ten ten ya ma ra wa shi zhen sun zhen ne ma ne kan de zhu kan de tang ge ko ten du san tang wo de shi.
Of course, the example that's used in this kind of ancient teachings is a boat or a sail. You know, it's we cannot really think in terms of what is today we found due to modern technological advancements, something run on a machine or motors. You know, it's not that. It just it depends on the current of the wind. It depends on sail and there are things like that. So in order to sail across the ocean of suffering, we need in a kind of boat or sail that has certain characteristics. Number one, that kind of a sail or a boat need to be built through what we call listening to teaching, contemplation, and meditation. In other words, teaching, contemplation, and meditation are the components to build a boat that can carry us across the ocean of suffering.
Okay. Tutik jita sumgu gu dawas, teba da samba da gomba sumbuti, nyandu su tishene te tuti zogu gu dawas.
So those three things are three essential elements of a boat to cross the ocean of suffering, listening to teaching, contemplation, and meditation.
Ta tingi tuti tila ane tuti tol, ta tui yibosu tu damne, ta tili tundi padan roya ga, ta lung tone te, dogo benna ta re ta chen ki son dogo ro ba san number ta pe ta chen sar se ta ti en khare gogo re sana ane tut phan roya le ane lung khaju sin dogo de la ane gar ta chen bu ji ta te sang do ba te ni gong do ba se
And so we got the boat, but then we need to set up a sail or the banner that helps us to sail the boat. So the kind of sail or the banner we're talking about here that we can hoist on the boat is that of saksam, which means determination or special willpower.
No, that the kundu zanta kolung the pandu sine tensa ke the rate kundu zane tatil karigu na.
So now we got the boat that is made of listening, contemplation, and meditation. We got the sail or the banner hoisted on the boat, because this boat is not run by the motors or some kind of modern gadget. So the kind of sail or the banner we are talking about here is that of special determination or willpower. And now we need something else to sail this boat, which is depends on the current of the wind. And the wind that we are talking about is the wind of enthusiastic perseverance or the enthusiastic effort we call jindu in Tibetan. So we need to consistently apply enthusiasm, enthusiastic effort into study or listening, contemplation, and meditation. It's that kind of a wind, the current of the wind, that helps to sail this boat across the ocean of suffering.
Mm. Hutele ane tumbe lunda majanta lunda chamchan ja te yang chamchan me ave se tende si chebe na ane chu phar phagal le ag ane dusi khira khabur was.
So the wind has to be a very favorable and conducive wind. You know, if the wind is kind of disruptive or it is even become very adverse conditional factor, then we will face a lot of challenges on the way. Instead of getting across the ocean, we might just go just opposite direction, or we might get destroyed on the way. So the favorable wind is very important, which is to say that we have to apply consistently enthusiastic perseverance.
Nanghil taki yagwa sin tone dhuna dhili mayo agasa
So it's just like, you know, if somebody's going to go out on a sail, probably need to, look at the weather reports, is there going to be any tornadoes, any bad weather that's going to be there, because those all are important, to be able to do the sailing. So in the same way, we have to really watch out for the adverse conditions so that we don't bump into them. So we may have a favorable wind to sail, and let's say we are really sailing well to, in the right direction where we want to go. But as we are closing up on the goal, there could be very adverse wind blowing or the disruptive wind that can turn the sail completely in the opposite direction, and we might not reach our destination. So the point I'm trying to make here is that we are all interested in cultivating spirituality to the practice, but have to make sure that what we are practicing is is, as a matter of fact, a spirituality and dharma. In other words, that we have to make sure that what we are practicing, as a matter of fact, is spiritual and dharma, that it is not, becoming something else. So as a part of our practice, everyday practice, we need to earnestly pray to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and also dedicate our merit, in a way that we're able to protect this boat of listening, contemplation, and meditation, so that we have a smooth sailing towards the destination that we would like to go, and we don't face any disruptive, wind on the way that could affect our sailing. So we really need to make earnest prayers and dedication of our virtue to the three jewels or three ratnas, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and seek their blessings and inspirations so that we are able to direct our mind into dharma or spirituality. In other words, that we are able to succeed in transforming our mind through spirituality. Our mind is into spirituality, so that we are able to succeed in transforming the spirituality in the spiritual path within ourselves, so that we don't face any obstacles on the way to complete the spiritual path or the journey towards our destination. So for all such successes, we need to seek the blessings and inspirations from gurus and the three jewels, and also dedicate our virtue towards that end. We have to remember that as we become more sort of sincere in our spiritual engagement and practice, we may encounter more disruptions and obstacles. The Tibetan term is called parche, which literally means interruptions, but it could mean disruptions and obstacles.
Parche is the kuma de chivaris. Kuma ni kuma rosa de ni ju chala yosa chil dogre mato pango chal kuma dogmarva tin nangi res.
Obstacles, come to those, you know, who, let me use this example. Obstacles are just like thieves and robbers. And, you know, who do they rob? They go and rob, you know, the rich people. They don't go to the beggars because they're not going to get anything. So like that, obstacles come to those who are sincerely engaged in, you know, spiritual cultivation and practice.
No, so that then they should be in a young and so losing the gone, Jingy Lam Hunky, Gom Jesuers, yeah.
So as we face, you know, obstacles on our way, but doing our practice sincerely, we could also adopt, you know, certain techniques or the methods to deal with them. For example, you know, in the Lojong practice, thought transformation or mind training practice, you know, there's a technique mentioned of how can we transform adverse factors of the conditions into favorable factors to boost one's spiritual practice.
Kadam bi gihit ni ani pachi tongi so never karish never tang ina tar never tele mas tang his pe never mata ro se ni ti chapni sigu amare never kase tang ina tang his ta ani sungu yaris te karre se ani never kase ma wa sa te chi ge so se ni se to sam na tang ni chu dro ya la chamba chirn dro yaris.
In the case of great Kadamba geishas and the masters, as they face more obstacles, as they dedicate themselves more into practice, they face more obstacles, they really adopt the welcoming attitude. You know, as if they are telling the obstacles and the harmful agents, just come along, just you're welcome, just come on. They really don't do prayers and plead them, you know, please leave me alone and go away and do all kinds of prayers to kind of ward them off. But they're just very welcoming, you know. And they kind of realize that by facing these challenges, you know, they develop their strength and courage and vigor. And so therefore it's very helpful to building their spiritual character and spiritual development. And they're very welcoming and they don't do prayers or plead and say, please go away and do such things.
Ani shawang kami lejawang himbatan, so susi nyangge sih ni dunia san degoi amare. Tela ani pesai, ti kasih sumpen shawang kami lejeng emas sabin debit tagre sampe tabu show sampe sih. Ani rantai nyampe ani hinda tuju lek ni junguan tuju ek tuanda ngerti, jupe ngerti tuanda ngerti tuane, kunjul lah tak kerasa guru. Kunjul ani nyongge ya tuju susu ku tuala, nyampe show sampe sih ni, ta tawling mungkin.
So the point I'm trying to make here is that Kadamba geishas are very courageous and adopt welcoming attitudes towards obstacles, as if they're telling them, just bring it on. Okay. And so why? Because they have this deep understanding of how things are related to one's own karma and purification of karma. Like when we face obstacles and difficulties, we really don't have to, you know, let ourselves down and agonize over it and feel distressed and helpless. But we can really think in a very positive sense that, you know what, all these things I'm facing are the outcomes of negative karmas that I myself had accumulated sometime in the past. So by facing these difficulties and by the experience of these difficulties, something good is happening, you know, because I don't have to suffer those karmas again. Because through the experience of these difficulties, those negative karmas get purified. And moreover, if we adopt the altruistic ideals of Thonglen practice, the practice of, you know, giving and taking. That is, you know, you said, okay, by my experience of this difficulty and suffering, I'm sure there are other people and beings, you know, going through the same suffering or may go through the same suffering. By my experience of these difficulties, may others do not have to experience their bad karmas. May this be the one and the only one you know, that you know, helps us to be free from all the negativities. You know, with that kind of altruistic attitude, people can do Tonglen practice, the Bodhisattva's practice, and face the difficulties with courage and you know, with understanding. So, I mean, we need to develop that kind of a courage and that kind of a perspective as we encounter more and more obstacles, as we dedicate more and more into spiritual cultivation and, you know, path. And as a part of our mind training, as I said before, is that really we, you know, wish everybody to be free from their suffering. By everybody, we literally mean everybody, including those who usually we see as enemies, you know. When they have suffering, we really try to genuinely wish them to be free from the suffering. If there's something we can do to help others to be free from suffering, we should do that. But there are many ways that we may not be able to do anything much right now, but at least we sincerely, you know, say our prayers and send our positive thoughts, wishing that we could do something to free them from the state of suffering. So that's how we, you know, cultivate spirituality.
Yes, sir. And that, then do you know? Rang lula pel on a yin never machines.
No, sir.
Ye rang. Yenji Ranga never says no Gagmundua. So that this Rang Hebashene, Rang Yenle never says Yamaris.
So, as we have a very meaningful saying, that taking your body as an example, don't hurt others. Okay. So, if we take our personal experience as an example, then we can see that what other people don't want either. I mean, do we want other people to wish us suffer? No, we don't. If we did do that, we don't like it. So do you think that if we wish others to be unhappy and suffer, they would like us? You know? No. See? Because it's the same. If there's something we don't want suffering, we don't want others to wish us suffer, you know? In the same way, others don't wish us to wish them suffer, and it's the same thing. So based upon our own personal experiences, you know, we can understand what others want or don't want. So that is my kind of a usual sort of, I take a time you know, at the beginning of the teaching to talk about things which I feel are really important to all of us, including myself. Those who, of us who know these things, this is more like a reminder, you know, friendly reminder to consider these matters. But those who are new to this kind of information or teaching, then you are getting a new information and learning. So with that being said, now I'm going to go back to where we left off in this wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadamba Geshe's Personal Advices. So the important points you know, I have tried to make here is that of seven others, we should learn to regard others as more important than self. Of this life and future lives, of you know, we should regard future lives as more important than this life. Of worldly activities and spiritual activities, of spirituality, we should regard spirituality as more important than, worldly activity. So there are many things that we could right now put into practice, and we should try to do that. But there are many things we cannot do now, but at least, we keep on thinking that, hopefully that, sooner than later in the future, we are able to put such things into practice, or at least we wish strongly that may we be able to do the practice we couldn't do now in, sometime soon.
Well, that's the end of the minute. 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 Tā ngānyu kā kārī na, tā ngānyu thāma bā chūnzu lā, anī, mī jīnga, anī, rāng lā, pēn bā tāba tā, nā bā shibu nī kārī kīpan zīng rā sī na, pēn tāba tā kīpan zī, nā shibu tā yawān dōg rā bā.
So as we were going through, some of the advices given by Great Kadamba Geshe, Chengawa, and he was telling us how we should adopt certain attitudes and behaviors which run contrary to or opposite to worldly attitudes and behavior. So we talked a number of those things, but one of the things it tells us here is that when we look at ordinary worldly people, what they seem to be doing is that they care for people who are benefiting them, and they ignore and maybe even look down on those who harm them.
No, that's the reason. Nanju, any time never sing it, the Japanese young, tell a pay, Karasegunda. Kepran zine gabushita kisen ding du ane je ane ta kibute garse phe tang de yawan do junje karre se na se a jite na phe phe chaos ta mara no phe jite na phe tang ge phama ta phama le phe che ta phe tang ge che wa ka ne sanse ge gon chine na phama le phe ta che wa mi ya mara mas.
So now what we need to do is we have to learn to do just the opposite. That means we need to learn to cherish those who harm us more than those who benefit us or help us. And so the first example given here is in terms of like a benefit. For example, when we think in terms of how much care is given to us or provided to us even materially, it's hard to think anybody who has done so much for us than our parents. Parents have been very caring and beneficial to us as their children.
Kamba treba ta, stay ta, yu ta, 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 shu ta. Ta, chungma ta, trenwa la sopa, mbo te es. Ta, tenzu kwen panga le pei ta, to shingi yor was. Ante chin, chue ta tui na, te yu neba chiwa yu amaris.
So, when we think in an ordinary way, our parents have been, the most kind, if not the most kind people to us as children, their children, but among the most kind people, because they have nurtured us, they have provided every care for our needs, and through the different stages of life, and they have helped to, say maybe they have provided us all the material needs, maybe they arranged us for our marriages and weddings, maybe they bought houses for us, maybe they give us jewelries. Well, they have done everything they could, to provide all such comforts and needs, our needs.
That's wrong.
So in an ordinary sense that these things are all considered beneficial and good. Parents have nurtured us, they have raised us, they got us married or got us start our life, maybe they bought us house, they bought us jewelry, they fixed us with others, whatever. All these things happen. But from a spirituality point of view, this all these things is not necessarily positive and good. Because of all these things, you know, we have also got entangled in delusions, and under the influence of delusions, we also create a lot of, you know, negative karmas.
Tan nyamu kandu chegu isu na, tinsu la tenpe, ndo kya chegu yore, tinsu pa, tenla anu nyaba shingi isu na, kondu chegu yore, anu taha na yi ke thadu chegu yore, ta tindi ke, ta nyamu pa, rik mambo tindi yungu yore, tinsu la tenne.
So if one wonders, you know, how could all those things be, you know, give rise to delusions in us? Because all those things, you know, in relation to those things, you know, we get very much attached to things or people, or that we become very jealous of each other's, and we get angry with others, and all these delusions, you know, arise with regard to the things that parents have done to us.
The nyamola teni lesa lele teni ta lenga basanya zani ane ra dunghe nyawa teni dalu sabu dunghe nyungu yares.
So under the influence of delusions such as attachment, anger, jealousy, you just name it, then we end up creating a lot of negative karmas, which could precipitate, you know, our rebirth in unfortunate states, or they bring us a lot of trouble and problem in this life as well.
No, that tendrigis,
so ordinarily speaking, you know, those things, you know, what parents have done could be considered good and beneficial, but from another perspective, from spiritual, purely spiritual point of view, a lot of these things have become objects for conditioning for delusions and negativities, and from that point of view, maybe what they have done to us is not necessarily good, maybe it is it's harmful.
That indeed, any that train, the ranting it is that. Honey, and it's in any tindil pin diak and zonda with that. That nung the bit of them. Then that zonda with tongue or was in I and Nampula, and it don't really jack the was. So then, tindi any pama tingili, dirty chum is that could come with the.
So, you know, from another perspective, well, in this life, of course, it all looks good, right? I mean, they give us everything, they give us how, they give us, you know, material resources and all things. So it seems like everything is good. What is bad about that? But from another point of view, perspective, spiritual, maybe we get stuck with all of those things. We get very emotionally attached and, you know, disturbed in so many ways. Maybe under those influences, we create a lot of bad karma. So then now, you see, it is a different picture that is appearing, and in that, from that point of view, maybe they have conditioned, they didn't mean to or intentionally, but in reality, maybe they have provided a condition for our delusions and negativities, which means it's not good.
Oh, yes. That TV is never show the difference in that. Never show the difference in that. That's the Hagogris.
Yes. So now the thing we need to talk about is, you know, what is good about cherishing those who harm us? Well, what is good about learning to cherish those who harm us is that it is through their challenges that we get the opportunity to cultivate patience or tolerance. When we practice patience or tolerance, serba, it generates tremendous merit or positive energy. So that's a good thing.
That the serba gom ne good pe jun depan dos gom be yena ane kansun je sen yetan ye dal lang be yena ane da serba gom tuwa ki yungu eres.
So if we keep on cultivating patience, as others, continuously, if you will, harm us or hurt us, once we really grow in our patience, we might reach a point where we have grown so much in patience that even if the whole world turns into our enemy, we can still withstand it, and we can be very patient with them.
Shiki so je ba da ne jin ne ne mun chu ne len se de la sen man zhu ba ne be len de pe pe ba da ya de yong da da zu ba ji yong ge re shan zhe be pa xin zuo zuo tu ba ji yong ge re shi
let me quote from Guru Puja or Lama Sherpa, and Gisela quoted the stanza from his memory, which basically says that Kamsang Kyugu Malu Trojit, even if the three world systems, beings in the three world systems, now we're not just talking about this world, you know, three realms of existence, if everybody in the three realms of existence were to become angry with me and my enemy, okay, that's even if, and they're so angry, they started to beat me, they started to, you know, blame me, they started to abuse me, and they started to say the nastiest of things that one possibly could say, may I be able to remain in a state of patience, not retaliating against, you know, them who are trying to disturb my mind, and through such, how should I say, cultivation, may I be able to, able to grow, able to accomplish the perfection of patience or tolerance.
That thing, the nation that, tambo ko chung chung jing thone ya du sung bri ma to hop tiga tni yong thoe ya mar.
Of course, I mean, to be able to gain perfection in patience, we have to start from little and small things, right? We cannot expect right from gecko be perfected in patience. You know, we have to start cultivating patience with little, you know, disturbing stuff and things, and slowly, slowly, through cultivating patience, we are able to gain perfection in patience.
Zeba gonta ten zhongdi zani tambo randa ki gai chobu chongmanda tene ta ta gana ye phame pingya ta tende gele zeba she ta tene she chongbo chongshe zhe chongba chongro tene zeba she ta tene pa ja kir ge tangjin zhongur ma tambo hop tiga tene yu ta yamar.
So perfection of patience is a very ideal that we cannot realize from the day one. We started off from, the ground up, so to speak, and we started with our family members, try to be patient with our family members, try to be patient with our several friends, with our boyfriends and girlfriends or the life partners, try to be patient with our neighbors, and that way, slowly, slowly, we extend the scope of patience or tolerance to include more and more beings, and that's how we achieve perfection of patience or
tolerance.
So we should be able to withstand difficulties and challenges and obstacles and cultivate patience. Now, ordinary people or worldly people, they seek happiness but not suffering.
Now,
to be able to become a spiritual practitioner, we need to learn welcome suffering and don't get too much, don't make a big deal about happiness or get stuck with it. You know, yeah, happiness is something, if that comes, it's wonderful. If it doesn't come, no big deal, you know. Don't get bogged down by not getting happiness, but we should be just welcoming suffering.
Dungay kyeparan zini, dungay shundit zanete gabu shegwaya karres, that junzi ki hako kurvas.
So why should we be welcoming, you know, suffering or cherish suffering? What are there any good reasons?
Ta dewa tang dungandit zani, ini nyawi dewa tang, ad nyawi dewa tang, are ta ni nyawi dewa tang. अनि ठिकबे देवाता छुबसिन ठिकबे देवाता लेले देवाता लेलो छ पे अनचंग पंचे छिन दे दे लेले देवाता अनि कोता को याबो कोने पे को अनि खसे छुबसिन दिने दोत नि दिने लेता छगरोस तंदुर केवन सिंगरोस.
So the kind of happiness we are talking about here is very ordinary way of understanding happiness. The kind of happiness we seek from a variety of things, like, happiness or pleasure that comes from sleeping. You know, you just want to sleep. Or happiness or some kind of pleasure coming from sex. Or from laziness, you know, just not doing anything, just kind of a hangout, out. And happiness or pleasure coming from eating, or from buying stuff, or wearing some clothes, or some, that we want. So this is what usually ordinary people are kind of, caught up with. You know, we are seeking the happiness or pleasure from this stuff.
Says that it's a tomano dose, if you say, I do that tomano. Good, 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 good.
And so we are very particular about, what we eat, and we go to the food, and we even not only want the food is there, but we want everything to be good, the smell. And so there are people who started to smell the food before they started to eat, Or we go to buy clothes, we want to feel the texture of the materials. We want to go and try the clothes, and all those things we do.
That telling answer Gabushigar, that tele and the donation the Gabushin Yahweh.
So we really love doing this stuff and spend so much time doing these things, and we don't wish for any kind of suffering. But we have to learn to welcome suffering. We have an understanding of what suffering we are talking about, We are not saying that, we welcome every kind of suffering. What we are saying is that as we dedicate ourselves into the study and practice of Dharma, then we might suffer. We might face difficulties. So those are the suffering and difficulties we need to be welcoming and cherish. So the difficulties and challenges of suffering we face in helping other people, as we do, things or activities for other people, we may face a lot of challenges, and we put up with those challenges and cherish them. So helping others is not always necessarily, easy, and so oftentimes we face challenges and difficulties to benefit and work for and help others. So such are the challenges that we need to put up with and cherish. And the kind of difficulties and suffering and pain that we encounter as we do certain practice, particularly the practice of ethics. For example, we do the fasting retreat or the Nyungne practice, right? So we are only supposed to eat once a day. And so we could get very hungry, and that's painful. But we try to cherish that pain and hunger. So challenges and difficulties that we face in observing our vows and commitments, cherish those difficulties.
rang lu tang nga tang nga da ke yomer de gosum ji gejo kan che bal ne te lik dong yong gu da zab che na ne zab che gres
and the pain or difficulties we may experience as we try to modify our actions of body, speech, and mind in accordance with Dharma. When we try to practice Dharma and try to change our actions of body, speech, and mind, we may face pain and difficulties, but we try to put up with them. For example, that as we sit for a long time listening to teaching and doing practice, we may feel pain in the knees, but we got to learn to appreciate that and put up with that. And if we're starting to, doze off during the teachings and practice, we need to kind of wake ourselves up and stay alert. And of course, I am talking about these things with certain experiences of, having spent, studied in monasteries, and, we have to go to a lot of long sessions of prayers and debate and all sort of things. So not always necessarily, happy and, haha. It's a lot of, things you have to put up with, but we did it really happily and gladly.
Okay. That in this deva chimbi rang dunghe de dang de deva chimbi te kompa de thogir mas.
Because when we keep our goal clearly in our mind, by doing this, what we are trying to achieve, the goal, then I think it really gives us the inspiration and strength.
De dunghe dang de lang bi jebu karis ne deva chimbi kompa ta thoduk deva chimbi de thogir mas.
So by facing a lot of temporary difficulties and pain and suffering, we are able to work towards and attain, ultimate kind of happiness.
Rang lu tang lu le nasa tang sen le dunghe la shongbo yin na ane rang le kwa le yinjung shi ya ta zhou qingbu qiao yao de shi.
So as we bump into a lot of problems and suffering, actually that should really give us a lot of teaching that, samsara is not a happy place to be. Because this is what we end up, doing all the time. So then that should help us to develop aversion to the misery in samsara, which is called renunciation. So now we learn to renounce samsaric world and suffering.
Rang dunghe ta mende peri kandi ji shong yin na tan di ta ngang kwa la ne zang di xie peri ta kwa di li ma ta na ta mende u sam ni pe ta kwa la yin jung xie ji ngay pa du zang tong gu res.
So as we encounter problems and pain, that should remind us that, now this basically means that, I really need to make effort to get myself out of samsara. If I keep on going, this is what I will keep on experiencing or even more.
So
we're going to stop there today a little bit early, and I have an announcement and request to make. that as what has been happening everywhere in Tibet, and there have been spontaneous outburst of peaceful demonstrations throughout the land of Tibet, and so many people have been killed, gunned down by the communist regime. And we are just not saying it just like that. But many of you have access to the internet. Probably you might have access. At least we have a certain number of dead bodies. Pictures posted on the internet, and you could see they have been documented. You know, where the bullets have been shot into them, and so thousands have been injured, and thousands have been detained and tortured, and I think today is a day across the world. Tibetans and supporters are all thinking about, those who died in Tibet, those who have been injured, and those who are suffering, and say their prayers or dedicate their prayers and peace for them. And I thought it would be nice if you all participate in the same thing here and spend about the remaining time to do some prayers. I have received a few prayer requests. A prayer has been requested for Daniel Wong, who passed away. And prayer has been requested for Vodina Orico and Janet Halkett, who have been dealing with health issues. And I think Anala has some announcements too.
Oh, you are lost. Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay.
So we'll read His Holiness the Dalai Lama's long life prayer. Other announcements? Okay. Announcements, Jilla. Densimulam. Okay. So we'll say the prayer of truth that His Holiness the Dalai Lama composed. I think. Okay, Tenzin, maybe you can say the prayer of truth, and then afterwards I'll read the Dalai Lama's prayer.
This is what we're going to do for the remaining time. First we will together recite Om Mani Padme Hum, the six syllable mantra of Chenri Sikh Ari Avalokiteshvara. We will do one stanza long life prayer in Tibetan for His Holiness, and we will do the prayer of truth in Tibetan. I believe it's not in English with you. And then after that, you will do the His Holiness long life prayer in English.
Shadong Golu Jeve Jabu Tong Shedu Kabo Sambe Sambe Kong La Kandu Tela Teten Bo Tsumba Shere Sena Sha Tse Lo Omane Vime 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 Omane bema 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 omane b
Okay, so we'll recite His Holiness the Dalai Lama's Long Life Prayer. O our gurus and your line of lamas, for whom we have the deepest gratitude, you who are the repository of the three secret powers of body, speech, and mind of innumerable Buddhas, who manifest in a miraculous way to each devotee according to his capacity, to you who are the wish-fulfilling gems, the source of all virtues and good qualities, we offer our prayers with intense devotion that our protector of the great land of snows, Tenzin Gyatso, upholder of the Dharma, the great ocean, may live for 100 eons. Pour on him your blessings that his aspirations may be fulfilled. The Dharma Dhatu, the inexpressible reality which pervades all things like the heavens, immaculate, full of the great bliss and transcendental wisdom, manifest like a cloud the numberless abodes of the higher divinities, the mandalas of the high heavenly beings, the divine ones, the yidams. We offer our prayers with intense devotion that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons. Pour in him your blessings that his aspirations may be fulfilled. O you numberless Buddhas of the past, present, and future, who are the masters of the 10 powers and the teachers of the gods, whose attributes of perfection, free from defilements and born of realization, are the source of the Buddha activity, which appears for all time in the ocean of the suffering of the world, for the sake of all sentient beings, to you we offer our prayers with intense devotion, that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons. Aspirations may be fulfilled. O sacred dharmas of the three yanas, which liberate us from the sufferings of the three worlds, supremely calm, the jewel treasure of the fully enlightened ones, without impurities, unchanging, eternally good, the peak of virtues, to you we offer our prayers with intense devotion, that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons, pour in him your blessings, that his aspirations may be fulfilled. Awakened and unsullied, a virus traveler in conquering the suffering of the wheel of life, with the transcendental wisdom that directly intuits the deeper truth, never departing from the indestructible Vajra abode of Nirvana, to you we offer our prayers with intense devotion, that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons, pour in him your blessings, that his aspirations may be fulfilled. O you Dakas and Dakinis, heavenly beings of the three worlds, who appear in the highest paradises, the sacred places, the cremation grounds, who have innumerable experiences of the bliss of the void, supporting the yogis in their meditation on the excellent path, to you all we offer our prayers with intense devotion, that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons, pour on him your blessings, that his aspirations may be fulfilled. To the ocean of the guardians of the teaching, who possess the eye of transcendental wisdom, carrying on their matted locks the knot symbolic of the vows they made to the Vajradhara Buddha, the powerful ones who protect the teaching and the upholders of the Dharma, we offer you our prayers with intense devotion, that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons, pour on him your blessings, that his aspirations may be fulfilled. To all you guileless ones, in whom we take the excellent refuge, we pray with intense devotion, humbly from our very heart, that by the Noong Lobsang Tenzin Gyatso, he who has power over speech, the kindly one, upholder of the Dharma, the great ocean, he who possesses the three secret powers, may be indestructible, eternal, and without end, that seated on the supreme, unconquerable throne of the Vajra, he may live for 100 eons, pour on him your blessings, that his aspirations may be fulfilled. You who bear the burdens of innumerable Buddhas, with courage carrying on your shoulders the vast activities of the fully enlightened ones, working for the good of all beings, like the wish-fulfilling jewel, the jewel of jewels, may your aspirations be perfectly fulfilled. By virtue of this, may the golden era be opened, like a gate to the great spaces, liberating all sentient beings, coming as the happiness of spring, which comforts our sorrows and helps the teaching of the Buddha to spread in all directions and in all ages, making it prosper to the summit of samsara and nirvana. O you with the lotus in your hand, may the nectar stream of your blessings strengthen our mind and bring it to maturity. May we be able to please you by practicing the Dharma, through accomplishing at all times the good deeds of the bodhisattvas, may we reach nirvana. By the blessings of the wondrous Buddhas and bodhisattvas, by the unassailable truth of the spiritual laws of cause and effect, by the unstained power of the pure mind, may the aim of my prayers soon be accomplished. Today is International Prayer Day, and if we could, Annie, could we also say Geshe-la's long life prayer?
No,
not today, but it's International Prayer Day. Okay, I'm being overruled. But we'll say our own prayers for Geshe-la's long life as well. I have a couple announcements. Next week, we'll be doing the 24-hour Mahayana precepts, and I think with the sun getting longer days, that we should start probably at 5:30. Is that going to be enough, people who watch the sunrise? We should start before dawn. Is 5:30 going to be enough? Yeah? Okay, so we're going to start at 5:30 on Sunday morning, and we take 8 precepts together. And I guess the biggest concern for most people in the vows is not eating, eating only one meal that day. Okay, so we'll be doing prostrations and vows and meditation until class starts at 10:30. And then people can break their fast on the morning of the next day. You can't hear me? Yeah, I guess you have to open the door. David, can you open the door behind you there, please? Thank you. Okay, so since it is International Prayer Day and people are saying prayers around the world, you can continue your own prayers at home as well, and maybe this evening before you go to bed. Let's see. So in 2 weeks, we're going to have another community gathering with Mr. Tenzin Chundan, and he is an elected American representative to the Tibetan Parliament in exile. He's a young Tibetan man who... let's see, he was born in 1967, but that will be 2 Sundays from now at 1:30 p.m. So you can plan your day. Geshe-la will give class as usual, and you can go for a quick lunch. Then at 1:30, Tenzin will come and speak, and the title of his talk is Crisis in Tibet. So he's the representative both for Canada and the U.S., so he'll be here on that day. There are flyers out in the hall if you want to keep one or let others know about it. There is a huge event in San Francisco, I believe on the 8th. Is it Tuesday? 8th and 9th. So there are 2 young Tibetan men here at Thubten Dargye Ling who would like to go to the event. The bus that was taking people up is completely full. So if anyone is going who can has room for 2 more people to come, go up and come down right after the event, please let me know. Okay? They would really like to go to the event. And let's see. Venerable Tartso and I just came back from India, and we were at teachings with His Holiness the Dalai Lama for several days. And during the event, some of the people asked His Holiness about what we can do to help. And what formed out of that was a group called the Concerned Scholars for Peace. And we are working on that. Tartso is working on a video, and also they just established a website, and Christian's helping too. Thank you. But I'm also working with a lobbyist and translator from the United Nations and some other scholars, and we are preparing letters to send to every head of state around the world. So I'm going to need assistance from a couple or 3 people who have really good handwriting, because the envelopes need to be hand addressed. So if anyone wants to help me with that, that would be appreciated. It hasn't started yet because we're still gathering the names of scholars around the world. And then, let's see, if anyone wants to offer any monetary help as well with the postage and stationery, it gets pretty complicated, that would also be appreciated. Okay, so I think that's it. Any questions?
Okay. One, 2, 3. Okay, I'm going to take
it. Okay.
Tang and Jim Helm Jin. Right. And I did it. I don't know if you gave it all at any and this Sanji Tamarum, but that you didn't know. There's you know. Come on, I'm going to go and do it. That you
know, okay.
对，他阿里提斯，提 So the man of Jerusalem.
Before we do our usual dedication of the merit from the teaching, I would like to ask everybody, you know, we keep, you know, silence for 5 minutes, and during this time we can mentally do our prayers and dedication of merit for peace. Let's dedicate our collective merit for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other holy masters live long and be successful, fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. In short, we dedicate our merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of delusions and obscuration to omniscient wisdom, and may we all become Buddhas soon.
Sanjay Gendo Mete Bumwaye,
Thank you.